In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes kids, when they're reading books, they have to skip to the back of the book, to the last page, to find out how the story ends. I know. Sometimes they just can't wait to find out what happens. The reasoning behind such a practice is that when you know how the story ends, it changes the way that you experience the rest of the book. Now, you may not buy into that thinking when it comes to literature, but when it comes to faith, this idea has profound implications. And today, what we find is that knowing the end of the story makes all the difference. This is important for us to see, because in today's gospel reading, we find a prisoner facing an uncertain future. John was in prison for criticizing Herod's personal life, his taking his brother's wife. "You can't do that," John said. So while he was waiting his execution, the isolation of his imprisonment appears to have created doubt. And in this state of uncertainty, John wanted to know the end of the story. Luke tells us that John sent two of his own followers to Jesus with this critical question: "Are you the one who was to come, or shall we look for another?" The question that John sent his disciples to ask is really a question about the end of the story. The goal of this inquiry from John was to find out if Jesus was truly the Messiah, if he was the promised one that would come to save and restore his people. John wanted to know the end of the story, because for John and his disciples, and for each and every one of us, knowing the truth about the future changes the way that we live our lives. It helps us understand the life in the present. This is important because each day we get caught up, we get overwhelmed by the experience of our own stories. To use literary terms, the rising action, the countless conflicts, and the climactic events in our lives create all kinds of anxiety and fear. Or, to call it what it is, sin. Sin all around us, sin in us, in our own hearts and expressed in action, creates chaos and separation from God and from one another. The darkness of sin can quickly create despair and doubt. The truth is, everything about our story is flawed. The setting, the characters, all of it comes from the place of sin. And that leads to a place of death. And without knowing the resolution of this story, this sin-filled mess of a story, there is no hope, and certainly no reason to rejoice. And it's to this helpless and hopeless and broken people of the world, to us, that God speaks. We might be tempted to ask, in the midst of our struggle, "Are you the one? Do we have the right one? Is Jesus the one? Are we to look for another? Are we wasting our time with this religion?" Jesus gave John's disciples the signs to hang faith's hope on. "Look, the blind see. The lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news preached to them. You and I have greater signs. Jesus' own death and resurrection. If we had followers that we sent, we would have this message sent back to us. Christ has died. Christ has risen. You have your baptism, a personal sign from God that the kingdom has come to you. And that you are part of this kingdom that comes with hidden strength. You have the word of forgiveness, spoken with the king's authority, in his stead and by his command, that your sins are covered and paid for. And you have the surest token of his blessing, his own body and blood, the fruits of his sacrifice, given to you and shed for you. Blessed is the one who is not scandalized by this Jesus, whose power to save is hidden in weakness. Advent points us directly to this story, to the end of the story. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is near. God is with us. That is the thread throughout Scripture. It is the reason for our peace. It is the reason for our hope. It is the source of our joy. It is the resolution to all of our stories. God does not leave us floundering in uncertainty and wondering about our future. God has provided a resolution to your story and mine, and it is a fantastic ending. In 1815, the British Army and the French Army met on the field of battle. After the fighting came to an end, the message after the Battle of Waterloo, the words "Wellington defeated" were visible at first, causing great consternation to the people of England. And then the fog lifted to reveal the full message. Wellington defeated Napoleon, reversing the disappointment to great joy. On Good Friday, the message read, "Christ defeated," causing great consternation to the world. Thank God that was not the end of the story. On Easter Sunday, the message, the full message read, "Christ defeated Satan." The resolution to your story was written at Calvary. Jesus Christ suffered and died in your place. In his resurrection, your story was rewritten. This is the gift God gave you. And today, knowing the end of the story changes the way you understand and live in the present. The greatest prophet of all can be arrested and imprisoned and beheaded. God's chosen one can be arrested, beaten, and crucified. His believers are persecuted, ridiculed, and martyred. The church today, just hours ago, the announcement was made, posted. In Cairo, Egypt, the church, 29 people dead, bombed. In Nigeria, 60 people dead, a church collapsed. The church suffers violence. The church here is a mess. It's divided, it's disorganized. A far cry from the slick, powerful corporations of the world. To the eyes of the world, the kingdom Christianity appears to be nothing more than a bunch of superstitious losers following the biggest loser there ever was. But we know that's not the end of the story. That's not the way the story ends. As Paul sat in his prison cell, he knew that his life on earth was drawing to a violent end. And yet he knew that the end of his life was not the end of the story. And so, with confidence in God's promise about the end of the story, Paul wrote to the Philippians, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. And I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." And finally, Paul wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. The Lord is at hand." Knowing the end of the story changes the way that we understand our lives. And in a world gripped with uncertainty, consumed with fear, this gospel, this gift of the Holy Spirit, becomes the foundation of your faith and the source of your joy. And as Paul said, the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And in Him we can always rejoice. My word to you, go ahead. Turn to the end of the book. In Jesus' name, amen.